let's go to the newsline right now. We are pleased to be joined by Jonathan Liebert of the Better Business Bureau. And Jonathan, it seems like crooks will stoop to new lows. We're in the midst of a pandemic. We've been dealing with a disease that has killed tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people nationwide. And yet the crooks are still looking for ways to take advantage of people, take advantage of us when we're, you know, looking for a way out, which for many is going to be the protection that a COVID vaccine offers. Tell us, what are the latest scams that you're tracking on the COVID vaccine?
Absolutely. And you know, sadly, that's the truth. You have people that are going to take advantage of just, quite honestly, this horrible time in kind of human history and try to turn it to make a quick buck and rip you off, which is just, I mean, talk about just despicable, deplorable, right? But you mentioned a little bit earlier, just a few minutes ago, in kind of the news section of just that there, you know, BBB made the people aware that don't share that card, your vaccination card. But I also just wanted to kind of go and just in general, just let people know, because this one's unfortunate, is that you could be getting a phone call, you could be getting a message on social media or an email saying that you are eligible to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. And people want to get vaccinated right now. We're hearing about shortages in other parts of the world and the country. And so you just got to be really, really careful. You might think of this as, oh, this is a local hospital or a public health official. This is great. I need this. But here's the catch, and watch for this. If this person who contacted you is requesting personal information or requiring you to pay up front, that's phony. It's fake. It's nothing that you want to be associated with. And so what we're seeing right now is that scammers are trying to get your personal information so they can then, you know, steal your identity by trying to get you to click on a link or give you information or give them information, because they know that people want to get this vaccine. So they're trying to get a hold of people with these phony claims that they need your Medicare number or home address so that you'll turn it over to them and they can take your identity. So people really have to be careful with this, especially because, you know, people are going to look at that and probably go, ooh, that's good. I want more information. I want to click on that link. And you got to be really, really careful that it's coming to you from the right place.
And Jonathan, this is Andrew Rogers. I know it's been a big push, especially from the state, especially hitting on that point that you do not have to pay to get the COVID-19 vaccine. And
correct.
If somebody may have found themselves, you know, especially in the 70 plus age range, clicking on a link they shouldn't have, do you have any tips to make sure that you do have everything as secured as possible, or ways to kind of mitigate any damage that could have been done?
Absolutely. And you're totally right. I mean, one of the newer scams that we're tracking right now is that scammers are now offering vaccine shots for as low as $150. And to your point, you're not paying for it. So absolutely, here's how you kind of check this stuff. I mean, number one, you really need to know your region's plan for rolling out the vaccine. El Paso County Health Department has published a website that just talks just nothing about this. So there's a great website that's out there. You want to make sure that, you know, you're checking with your doctor. Just call somebody. You know, make sure you're not clicking that link. So you want to double check that URL. Or what I tell people is that, you know, if you get it on your phone or you get it in your email inbox, don't click that link. Just start the search on your own. So open up your web browser and type in whatever source it's coming from. And you might be surprised it doesn't go where it came from on your email, or it could go there. You know, so I always tell people, don't click those links. Start your website search from scratch. Check with your doctor. Make sure you're kind of aware of what's going on in the region. You know, it's all out there. There's a lot of good information that's out there right now. But again, when people are kind of reaching out to you, if you haven't submitted any information or you're not aware of the organization that's reaching out to you because you haven't told them that you're interested, that's just a really, really good tip that it's fake. And again, as you also mentioned, if they're asking you for money or they're asking you for personal information, those are good tips that you know that this is probably you're going to be scammed.
And this goes for even getting contacted by someone purporting to be your friend on one of these social media sites, because the scammers are impersonating them too.
They're impersonating them. They're hacking into accounts. I mean, you know, we see these with other scams as well, so this is nothing new. But yeah, it could be somebody, a friend of yours on Facebook tells you, hey, check this out. I got this vaccination. You know, respond now. Usually there's a sense of urgency, right? you know, you got to call today. Click this link right now. Otherwise, the vaccine will be gone. And you think it's a friend of yours, or you know, they like to impersonate government entities, as we all know, or it's an email that looks like a legitimate email from a local hospital. You got to just kind of do just don't kind of give in to the panic and act now. Do some research. Make a phone call. Research online. You know, again, if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
And reach out to the BBB. You can always contact them or find out more about
Absolutely.
Them by going to BBB.org. Jonathan Liebert, thank you so much. The CEO and Executive Director of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado.